Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Information and technology are key strategic assets and integral to the U.S. Navy's information dominance efforts. Today's warfighter depends on the availability of and access to high-quality, timely, and reliable information, and the technology that makes it all possible. And the Navy's Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems plays a significant role in ensuring that the service develops, acquires, fields, and sustains enterprise network, business fleet support information technology systems for the warfighters. What are the strategic priorities for the Navy's Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems? How's the Navy balancing cost with systems capability? And what is the Navy's Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems doing to realize greater operational efficiencies? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Victor Gavin, Program Executive Officer for the Enterprise Information System within the U.S. Department of the Navy. Also joining us from IBM is Jennifer Cronus. Victor, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Glad to be here.
Great. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here as well.
So, Victor, before we delve into specific initiatives, perhaps you could provide us with a brief overview of the mission and evolution of the U.S. Navy's Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems.
Glad to do so, Mike. I'll start with this. As we became more and more reliant on information management and information technologies to perform routine activities over the last 20 years or so, there's been a growing need to oversee the acquisition, development, and program management of these programs that are on our ships and in the hands of our sailors. Back in 2006, PEOEIS evolved out of what was then PEOIT, PEO for Information Technology, which was first established mainly to oversee the program management of our Navy Marine Corps Internet, which is the largest purpose-built network in the world right now. Once the core competencies for IT program management were established, the portfolio was required similar growth. And the program then grew to what is now the Enterprise Information Systems. POEIS grew to oversee NMCI, Navy ERP, and the Global Combat Systems Marine Corps program. Today, though, we provide a wide range of business information systems, applications, and networks that sailors and Marines and civilian workforce depend on every day, around the globe and around the clock. These systems, applications, and networks provide email, internet access, supply, logistics management, and personnel and pay solutions, training, education tools, and knowledge and record management, and much more. PEOEIS's mission is to provide capable, cost-wise, enterprise network business, fleet support, information technologies to the Department of the Navy.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of alluded to how you're organized a little bit by describing your portfolio, but could you tell us a little bit more about your organization, the size of its budget, number of folks that work for you?
Yes. Currently, we oversee about $2 billion portfolio that provides program design and enables common business processes and provides standard IT capabilities to the Department of Navy. There are right now six separate program offices within the PEO, which manage more than 900 military, civilian, contractor workforce personnel located in dozens of states that reach from D.C. metropolitan area through the Midwest to Oklahoma, west to California, south to Louisiana and Florida. There are close to 1 million users accounts in our systems. Every day, when sailors and Marines and government civilians and support contractors from the most junior to the highest senior people log into their computers, they are most likely running software and applications and services such as email that are acquired by PEOEIS. The day-to-day business of the Department of Navy, the mission accomplishment of the Department of Navy, is dependent on having the network access and functionality that we provide.
Okay. And Victor, could you tell us a little bit more about your specific role as the PEO for Enterprise Information Systems within the Navy, which is obviously a big job? What are your specific responsibilities and duties, and maybe how some of the things that you oversee support DoD's overall mission?
Certainly. We enable combat-ready naval forces through the most capable business and information systems the nation can provide. The core functional areas of our program offices are acquisition and program management. At PEOEIS, we translate requirements into executable programs. This requires applying technical rigor and sound defense acquisition practices to ensure best value to the Department of Navy. We accomplish this through a competency-aligned organization that relies on deep expertise in areas of budget, finance, contract, legal, logistics management, systems engineering, test and evaluation, cost analysis, and acquisition program management, most of which is provided to us through the Information Dominance Technical Authority at the Space and Naval Warfare Systems Command located in San Diego, as well as the Marine Corps Systems Command located down in Quantico. We also work closely with the Fleet Cybercom to ensure the complete synchronization of our network security policies as well. In my role, I collaborate with our resource sponsors directly, Assistant Secretary of the Navy, the Honorable Mr. Sean Stackling, in meeting these goals and acquisition processes.
Well, you know, you literally are supporting the backbone, the systems backbone for the Department of the Navy, and that's got to be challenging. And I was wondering if you could, given your role, given the role of your office, what are the three top challenges you face, and how have you sought to address those challenges?
Yeah, by far, the number one challenge we have in this space is network security,
okay.
Network and data security. I'm sure you hear that a lot.
The cyber threats and things like that.
Exactly. That clearly is our number one challenge, and we work very closely with our partners at Fleet Cybercom to address those issues using and leveraging the technologies that are available in industry today, as well as developing some architectures and things ourselves. Secondly, as in most government organizations, the budget realities continue to be a challenge. We continue to do fairly well into leveraging, again, our industry best practices in delivering this capability. Because as you know, industry has some of the same challenges we have in government with protecting data and bringing down costs. Our ability to leverage those has also resulted in, I think, a positive trajectory on addressing some of the budget challenges we have today. And our third real challenge is speed to market. Unlike what a lot of industry does, we are challenged through our processes, reporting processes, to maintain that speed to market of getting those technologies into the hands of the sailors and Marines that we are here to support.
And along with those challenges, Victor, leading such a large organization has got to come with a lot of unanticipated surprises. So to that end, what has surprised you most since you've taken on this role?
Yeah, that have been quite a few. As you can see from my bio, I've spent most of my 30 years in government service working the combat system side in submarines and ships. And coming to IT 4 years ago has been somewhat eye-opening. The acquisition process between IT and shipbuilding is somewhat different. And that has been the biggest surprise to me. Procuring IT requires a lot more flexibility, a lot more change, which is very different than the discipline you're doing when you're procuring ships and submarines. So that has been the big difference. The other difference, I would say, is in the investment side. On the ship side, on the missile side, on torpedoes, those are areas that the Navy owns. We own the business of those areas. So all the investment associated with those clearly comes from the government. In the IT space, it's a very different place. All the R&D that is going into this space to secure networks, to build the next generation networks, actually comes from industry. And what we are doing is simply leveraging those innovations in industry. And as a result, our acquisition processes have to be built around the fact that we don't do R&D. It's not my job to build a network. It's to leverage the investment that industry has already made.
So regarding your roles, responsibilities, and some of the challenges and surprises that you face, what would you elaborate on your leadership style and management approach and maybe perhaps illustrate some of the principles of your leadership and how you've used them?
Absolutely. My leadership style, as I'm sure with most leaders, has evolved, and it would tend to evolve based on the portfolio that you have. And as a result of such a diverse portfolio and such a large customer base, my leadership style has kind of evolved to more of a collaborative leadership style because I have many customers. Effectively, everyone in the Navy is a customer of mine. We have successfully learned to first listen. To listen, to understand the requirements, the needs, the desires of that customer base. And our challenge is to collect those and to present back cost-wise solutions to solving those at the enterprise level for the department. As a result, we focus inside the PEO on accountability. My desire for my organization is to be accountable not only for the technical aspects of those programs, but again, for the business and cost-wise aspects of delivering that capability at the best cost possible. So we challenge all of our employees, program managers, to be accountable, to be responsible, trustworthy, and as I said, started very much collaborative with the implementation of our solutions.
What are the strategic priorities for the Navy's Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems? We will ask Victor Gavin when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.